Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today the Church celebrates the feast or the solemnity of all the saints. First reading will be taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 2 to 4, 9 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 24. Second reading will be taken from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection today is a theme of hope, is a theme for a greater future. The theme of our reflection is living and hoping for that victory. On All Saints' Day, my brother, my sister, we rejoice. We rejoice with those who went through and survived great persecutions in this world and were washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 53, verse 5, by his stripes we are and will be healed. In other words, we have been redeemed by his death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Thus, the psalmist says today, the man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves us, the God who saves you, the God who saves me. In other words, my brother, my sister, we are caught in the battles between light and darkness. However, people of the light and life have been assured of victory. Thus today, we celebrate also God's victory over death and darkness. For the victory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is ours too, because we are children of the Most High. St. John reminds us in today's second reading that we are already the children of God. In other words, all the baptized and unbaptized are God's children. However, those who desire a glorious future with the Trinity and the people dressed in white robes in today's first reading must be willing to repent and become Christ-like in this world. And for that project, for that mandate, the Lord has offered to us in today's gospel reading a blueprint, the Beatitudes, for a life with him in glory. What he is offering to us, what he has offered, what he will offer to you, to me, is not roses. He has offered and will offer to us the cross. The cross is the sign of our victory in Christ Jesus. Yes, it is a yoke, but he did say, my yoke is easy. Yes, it is a burden. He also said, and my burden is light. And so, my brother, my sister, a man or woman that is poor in spirit will learn to depend on Christ. Yes, it is a learning process. We will learn to depend on him, our Lord. The one who is gentle must learn to pursue peace with a humble and selfless heart. The tears of a true child of God who mourns because of losses in life, because of life challenges, will surely be wiped away by the great consoler himself. If the great consoler is with us, who can be against us? Hence, we must learn not to be afraid. We must learn to uphold the truth And we must also learn to be merciful in this mercifulless world. Yes, we must learn to forgive. It's hard, difficult, but he calls us to be merciful. Thus, my brother, my sister, if the Lord is already victorious, then our challenges in life will surely pass, and our pursuits for peace will outlive us. Yes, they will outlive us to the glory of God. People will be blessed because of our words. People will be blessed because of our actions, whether we are there or not. Others will be born to enjoy the goodness of the works of our hands. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord says in today's gospel acclamation, "Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest." Since it is an invitation of rest, joy, and peace, our response must be, "Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will." May the Lord bless us as we come to him. May he bless us as we bear the mandates of the Beatitudes. May he also help us in all that we do. When we fall, may he lift us up. When we rise, may the Lord keep us afloat and above the waters. And may he grant us one day his glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.